Good morning, this is David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. I'm talking to Marietta English. She's been the head of the Baltimore Teachers Union since 2002, and I think Baltimore's been very lucky to have her.
Thank you, David.
Marietta, one of the reasons why I was excited to have you on our show was, as you know, I started Green Street Academy 3 years ago, which is a charter school. It's actually a transformation school that will become a charter school in Baltimore City. And we never would have been successful if it hadn't been for the great teachers that you put in front of us. And I'd really like to talk to you today about the education reform and the union movement, because I don't think those two things are antithetical. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the contract that you signed, which I think doesn't get enough credit.
3 years ago, we did sign what I consider the landmark contract in this country. It is, there's no other like it. It is teacher-driven, teacher-led, and offers teachers an opportunity to grow in pathways. We took a different way for compensating teachers. It's no longer based on your years of service or your degrees. It's what you do, what your performance, how you perform, how you develop personally, how you work with the community, the growth of your students, and the growth of your colleagues.
So you found a way to tie salary increases to professional development, which is equated to making better teachers, outside of the realm of test scores.
Exactly.
So I didn't hear you mention the word test scores.
No, test scores are, that's going to be a part of the evaluation piece. Right now we are working on a new evaluation instrument that will have student growth and student achievement as a part of that evaluation instrument. And it's a work in progress.
Yeah, there is just a good vibe about teachers in Baltimore now. You can feel that, you know. I mean, my son's graduating from college next spring, and what's he want to do? He wants to come to Baltimore and be a teacher.
Oh, great.
And, you know, you see that. You know, and have you seen a difference as a result of that contract and the attitude among your union members?
Oh, I think, yes. One thing we've seen a lot of teachers who apply to Baltimore, and we see teachers staying in Baltimore. And I think it's great that people want to teach.
So one of the things I wanted to ask you was, we've got this big bond bill coming up. How can we use the bond bill proceeds for professional development for teachers? Because buildings alone aren't going to create academic outcomes. It's teachers that create academic outcomes. How can we use that bond bill to create opportunities for teachers and professional development?
We certainly think that if there's a part of it that can be funding the professional development for teachers, I think that would be a great opportunity for teachers to really get a handle around professional development. And there are other subjects that we certainly can talk about. For example, safety in the schools. We want to do, at the Baltimore Teachers Union, we have a safety committee that we really want to talk about how we make it safe in schools for both teachers and students.
Thank you for coming to talk to me this morning.
And thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining me. For more information, visit wypr.org and warnockfoundation.org.